This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So this caught my eye on Fox News. A 46-year-old man thought he had a cold. And he stopped by the nurse's station at work. He felt like he was having chest congestion. So he had a full feeling in his chest, like when you have a chest cold. He said, I was coughing a lot, trying to break the stuffy feeling. And, you know, he smokes a lot. So he thought that, you know, it could have been from that. He also had some swelling in his feet that he attributed to standing for most of the day. Now, if any of my medical students are listening, you know, new onset swelling in the feet, you have to rule out heart failure. That means the heart pump may not be pumping as good as it should, and you're starting to get some backflow. So new onset swelling in the legs without having started a new medicine like amlodipine or Norvasc or something like that, we always have to make sure it's in our heart until proven otherwise. Now, the nurses on duty were longtime friends and knew something wasn't right. Now, he had asked for his cold medication. This is Mr. Covert, Ed, 46-year-old. He's a correctional officer for the Dutchess County Jail in Poughkeepsie, New York. And the nurse gave him a quick look and said, nah, I don't think it's a cold, and recommended he go to the hospital. Well, thank God. So he went to the hospital, and it turns out that he was having two massive heart attacks, not just one, two. Now, his father had died at age 41 of heart disease, and as you know, it is the number one killer of Americans, but still, he just thought he had a cold. He said, they gave me a list of things that I couldn't do anymore. I was also a part-time farmhand, and I was used to moving bales of hay, 50-pound bags of feed, and dealing with animals. Now, he's not supposed to lift anything heavier than a gallon of milk. Of course, until he goes through cardiac rehab, etc. So, he had to give up his job on the farm, retire from his job as a corrections officer. And he and his wife also lost their home because he got their home was as part of the farmhand job. So, he ended up getting a six-way bypass. And they said that he had issues with that, and so he was able to participate in a clinical trial for an implanted device called CardioMEMS. It's a pressure-sensing device placed in the pulmonary artery, and it transmits data to physicians. And the technology enables doctors to monitor your progress remotely, suggest changes as needed. Now, this was all back in 2015, and you want to know what? He's been doing well with that. So the pulmonary artery is blood going to the lungs, or the artery coming back to, so basically, let me go through how blood goes, all right? Blood enters the heart, right, from the right atrium. It goes to the lungs, to the lungs to get oxygenated. Then, from the lungs, it goes to the heart, because now you have oxygenated blood, and it comes through the left atrium, drops down to the left ventricle, and then from the left ventricle, the blood then shoots out through the whole body, gets pumped, and then goes through the body. After oxygen is taken from the blood, even though there's still plenty of oxygen left, you know, the tissues take what they need, you know. It's like somebody coming with a fruit basket and everybody grabs some fruit, right? Then the blood goes back through the body, through the vein system, back through the right atrium, right ventricle, back to the lungs. So this sensor, apparently, that's sitting there is able to give a lot of information on how the beating is being done and a whole variety of issues. So, he said that this device lets doctors know that he's heading for trouble before he even knows about it. And he even had a few medication changes over the phone. He says, with CardioMEMS, I have to drive 45 minutes to the hospital to see a doctor, but it monitors them remotely so they can make medication changes. Now, I'm, you know, starting to really warm up to this remote medicine. And I think it's because I was, you know, having issues with it for so long because that's not how I was trained. And I realized that people would just not go to the doctor. They just want to get taken care of. And the idea of I'm not going to get in my car, I'm not going to go and, you know, go to a doctor that's an hour away, find parking. I'm like, it's better than nothing. And so I would rather you see somebody, even if it's remotely or telemedicine-wise. And I'm starting to really, really like telemedicine. And I've been giving telemedicine. I've been doing telemedicine now. So going back to somebody thinking they're cold, they only had a cold, but it was a heart attack. That happened with my father. My father's last words to my mom was, I need to call Dolly. I may need an antibiotic, because he thought that he was having some bronchitis or something. He thought he was having a cold. He felt something in his chest. And not that I wanted to call an antibiotics for him. You don't do that. But, you know, family would ask. And, you know, again, I'm not exactly sure what he thought my answer would have been. But, you know, now that he's gone, it would have been, Dad, you know, go to a hospital. No antibiotics. Get yourself seen. And so, unfortunately, he didn't make it. And he had a massive heart attack. And so a lot of you now are in cough and cold season, and we're still in flu season. And you're like, well, wait a second. I feel congested. I feel this chest pressure, this chest tightness. Any chest pressure, any chest tightness, I don't care if you're coughing. I don't care if you have a runny nose. I don't care if you tested positive for the flu. You could still be at risk for a heart attack. A week after the flu, you're still at high risk for a heart attack. Okay, flu stresses the heart. So just because you have the flu and you have the proof, say, look, I was diagnosed with the flu. If you have any chest pain, any difficulty breathing, I have to still assume it's heart until proven otherwise. There is nothing you could tell me that'll convince me it's not the heart until I feel comfortable that it's not the heart. So a lot of doctors will ask, look, does your chest hurt? And you'll be like, no. And then you'll say, well, yeah, it does. You're like, well, describe it. Well, every time I cough, I feel some pain. All right. Well, bronchitis and certain bronchial infections could do that. But if you have pain when you breathe, that could be pneumonia. If you just have chest pain, whether you're breathing or not, that could be cardiac or pneumonia as well. So we really take this stuff seriously. And so, you know, thank God, you know, he got himself checked out and that nurse said something's not right. But, you know, this is why we don't like self-diagnosing and people just going over, you know, saying, oh, I'll just get some cold medicine over the counter. You just wonder how many of these heart attacks could have been, you know, prevented if they had gone into being seen. 1-877-DOCTOR. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCS-DALLY, 1-877-DOCS-DALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So yesterday, I was running around doing some errands, and I would hear, oh, thank God. Oh, thank God. And I'm thinking, okay, well, you know, somebody just got some good news or whatever. Then I was at another store running around doing some stuff. Oh, thank God. I know. Yes, I heard. Hallelujah. Like, what do you guys think of the Lord for? What's going on? So I guess Hillary Clinton said she's not going to be running for president again. I'm serious. People are like, thank the Lord. And the funny thing is this, I don't even know what their political affiliation was. They could have been Democrat going, oh, thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. She's not running again. I mean, you know, I don't think both sides thought that would be a good idea. And that maybe it is a good idea for the Republicans because, you know, I don't think she'd be able to win. I think people have major Clinton fatigue. But News 12, the Bronx, Hillary Clinton had ruled out her 2020 presidential run. But she says she is instead going to take an active role by working with the candidates in the crowded Democratic field. She goes, I'm not running, but I'm going to keep on working and speaking and standing up for what I believe. This was her first TV interview since the midterm elections, and the former First Lady and Secretary of State opened up about 2016, 2020, and beyond. I didn't watch the interview. All I heard was people, you know, saying, oh, thank God. And she expressed deep concerns about the state of American politics today. So she says, I want to be sure that people understand I'm going to keep speaking out. I'm not going anywhere. What's at stake in our country, the kind of things that are happening right now are deeply troubling to me. And I'm also thinking hard about how do we start talking and listening to each other again. We've just gotten so polarized. Oh, I wonder why. We've gotten into really opposing camps, unlike anything I've ever seen in my adult life. Well, that's what happens when, you know, people start calling other people racist and bigots and things like that, and, you know, and start using terms like that. That is polarizing. So she's going to take an active role. You know, there were some kids at the house, and they were talking about, you know, younger kids who I don't even think were born when her husband was president. And, you know, I was kind of talking to them, and they were, you know, kind of making fun of Hillary. And I actually, now mind you, I didn't vote for Hillary. I'm no fan. But I kind of stopped them, and I said, you know, we're not going to be disrespectful. I don't want people disrespecting my president. I thought it was wrong when people were disrespecting Obama. I wasn't a fan of Obama and a lot of his policies, but, you know, there's still a respect issue. And I don't like seeing kids, you know, disrespect leaders, elders, you know, et cetera. I know there's some controversy on that and there's some debate. But I just thought, you know what, you know, but somebody asked, why did people like her? And I don't know what his particular political affiliation was because, you know, he was, you know, making fun of Trump also. But I said, I think where it stemmed, because there were a lot of people that were pro-Hillary that admired her. And I told him, well, where that kind of probably stemmed from was back during the whole Monica Lewinsky scandal. You know, you have the wife of a president who gets caught cheating. And, again, I'm not saying this because, trust me, I'm so happy she's not running, and, I mean, I'm not a fan. But, to be honest, right, that took some strength to be able to, you know, sit there while going through all that. And what's the term for being cuckolded publicly, right, where you're being cheated on in public, that all surfacing, and she had to stand by his side. And she did. And I remember, you know, in the 90s going, you know, wow, that's pretty remarkable. I don't know if I could have done it. You know, but you make an oath, you vow by to stand by your husband. You know, you can always divorce him later. But, you know, and then, you know, do you really walk out of the White House? And so what did she do? Well, she turned into a positive. When life gives you lemons, make lemonade. So having been embarrassed like that, right, she garnered a lot of sympathy support. And then she was able to make it to the Senate. And then from the Senate, she was able to then, you know, make this move where she could then run for the first woman president. So when you take politics aside and take things that happened to Bernie Sanders and, you know, a lot of the BS that happens in politics, you know, the people who were pro her, whether they agreed with her politics or not, some of them might have stemmed from an admiration during what happened back then. And so that's what I explained to the younger people. Now, well, the younger people, they're kind of watching Ocasio-Cortez. Bernie Sanders still has a lot of popularity among the young ones. But Ocasio-Cortez is kind of cool to these people. She's, you know, says what she thinks. And, you know, she seems to, you know, I don't even know if she'd even be counted as a millennial. She might be Generation Z. Because she's young. Problem is, you know, she became popular so quick, she got herself on the news so much that, you know, things got scrutinized. And now, I guess the FEC has alleged that her chief of staff illegally moved $885,000 in campaign contributions off the books. So, that would mean she's in trouble too. So New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Saikat Chakrabarty, he's apparently a, is he also a multimillionaire? Chief of staff apparently violated campaign finance law by funneling nearly $1 million in contributions for political action committees. Now, they claim that Chakrabarty established private companies that he also controlled. Now, this is a pretty big complaint filed with the Federal Election Commission. And amid the allegations, the commissioner, late Monday, a former one, suggested in an interview with the Daily Caller that Ocasio-Cortez and her team could be separately facing major fines and potentially jail time if they were knowingly and willfully violating the law by hiding their control of the Justice Department's Political Action Committee. Or Justice Democrats, such an arrangement could have allowed Ocasio's campaign to receive donations in excess of the normal limit by pooling contributions to both the PAC and the campaign itself. Now, they say that Chakrabarty established two PACs, the Brand New Congress PAC and the Justice Democrats PAC, and then systematically transferred more than $885,000 in contributions received by those PACs to the Brand New Campaign LLC and the Brand New Congress LLC. These are companies that are exempt from reporting all their significant expenditures. Now, the PACs claim the payments were for strategic consulting. Now, from what I understand, large financial transfers happen. That's not the big deal. But the complaint argues that the goal of the, quote, extensive scheme was seemingly to illegally dodge detailed legal reporting. Now, this is an act mandated back in 1971, the Federal Election Campaign Act. They're supposed to track campaign expenditures, which I agree with. If you're asking the American population to give you money for your campaign, then we need to see where the money's going. And if the money is going to your suits, to fancy dinners, to, you know, that has to be made transparent. Now, they say this, quote, strategic counseling was a mischaracterization of a wide range of activities that should have been reported individually. So, we'll know more as this goes. I don't know if, this is going to go further than just a complaint or not, but that is an issue. And if she does get in trouble, that could be some pretty serious stuff. Now, also being discussed are voting machines. So I guess a lot of places now want to update and replace their voting machines. 2020's coming, and apparently a lot of people have real old equipment. I don't know, the equipment I voted from, it just kind of had an 80s, 90s feel to it. But it's going to cost a lot of money. They say state and local election officials in 31 states say they want to replace their voting equipment before the elections. The vast majority said they don't have enough money to do so. Now, some people on the right would say, why do they want to replace the voting machines? What? These are going to be all techie and able to be hacked? And then other groups are saying, look, they keep having these fiascos where they have to keep recounting the ballots. All right, why is it taking so long to recount the ballots? Why are these, you know, runoff elections, you know, taking months to decide? Oh, there's an easier way to do it. Now, states received $380 million in election security grants from Congress last year, but they say that's just a mere down payment. Pennsylvania got $13.5 million from the federal government, but they say that's only a quarter of what it would cost to switch voting machines that use paper ballots. So, I think it should be fingerprint, right? So nobody can vote twice. And I think it shouldn't always be alphabetical. I would change things up with these voting machines. But 1-877 Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Alabama is under a state of emergency as rescue teams hunt for survivors of Sunday's deadly tornado. At least 23 people are dead and dozens are injured or unaccounted for. Lee County, Alabama coroner Bill Harris with an update on the victims.
As we speak, we are wrapping up the identification of those 23, with the exception of six that could not be physically identified by sight.
Two political action committees founded by Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's top aide funneled over $1 million in political donations into two of his own private companies. That's according to a complaint that was filed with the FEC on Monday. The cash transfers from the PACs run counter to AOC's pledges to increase transparency and reduce the influence of dark money in politics. And Hillary Clinton tells a local TV station in New York City that she's not running for president in 2020. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCA-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have now a possible, I don't want to say he's cured, but they say he appears to be cured of HIV. This is now the second man known in nearly 12 years. And scientists think this is going to be the start of something big, very big. Now, this man is known as the, quote, London patient. And he was infected with HIV and also suffered from Hodgkin's lymphoma. Well, he received a bone marrow transplant from a donor with the CCR5 mutation in May 2016. This is according to the New York Times. And what this transplant did was it destroyed the cancer kind of from the inside without harmful side effects. The immune cells, while the transplanted immune cells, which are now resistant to HIV, seem to have now fully replaced any of his vulnerable cells. Now, the scientists are describing this case as a long-term remission. Most experts just call it just a plain-out cure. the potentially there that, you know, cure, I don't like to jinx things, which is why I would never use the term cure. But if you actually replace, right, the T cells that the HIV has infected, you got rid of the HIV, and the T cells that are now in place are HIV resistant, so HIV can't latch on and do what it needs to, and you end up having no viral load, you can technically, you know, cure the patient. So HIV, as we've talked about, is one of the super smartest viruses out there, because the cell that it decides to infect is the only, is the cell that could actually attack it. You know, a lot of like viruses, like colds, they'll attack epithelial cells in the nose and things like that. And they, yeah, there's some defense mechanisms, but, you know, usually when we fight viruses and fight infection, we need to recruit our T cells, our T lymphocytes. Well, HIV, just luck of the draw, that's their target. So HIV will latch onto a T cell and force that T cell to make more HIV. It's really brilliant. I don't know why it hadn't formed epidemics before. You know, they say it kind of jumped from monkey to man and ended up, you know, by the 70s and 80s starting to cause mass epidemics. But it's a pretty smart virus. And so if its target are T cells, then you need to make sure that a new host T cells are resistant to it. And one way to do that is to get to the core where blood is made. And blood cells are made in the bone marrow. So it makes sense. Now, the problem is that some of these transplants are pretty dangerous. And many times they have failed in other patients. They say they're also impractical and expensive. And you are trying to find matches. You have to hope that these T cells have the mutation, or you have to genetically manipulate it to have the CCR5 mutation. But this gentleman had been diagnosed with HIV back in 2003. He started taking drugs to control the infection in 2012. And it's unclear why he waited that long, why it took that long. And then he developed, I don't want to blame the healthcare system. No, he was probably, I'm not sure, side effects. These medications aren't the easiest. And then he developed Hodgkin's lymphoma that year, and he agreed to a stem cell transplant to treat the cancer. With the right kind of donor, they say the patient now, you know, they thought, well, not only can we fight cancer, maybe a possible HIV cure. So what they did, they found a donor with that gene mutation that confers natural resistance to HIV. They say 1% of people descended from Northern Europeans have inherited the mutation from both parents and are immune to most HIV. And the donor had this double copy of the mutation. So this was just wow. And so then the transplant changed his immune system. Now, what he did is the patient's been off his retroviral therapy now for 18 months. So, you know, we can say, okay, look, was it the medicine that caused him to look virally, you know, free or viral load free or, you know. So he goes off his medicine for 18 months. And so far, still the virus is undetectable. Again, still too early to say he's cured. I'm still not convinced. But there's a second patient that they call the Berlin patient. And they say the same thing happened there. Not same story, but right now we have the Berlin patient and the London patient, where the HIV is practically eliminated. So, I mean, how common is HIV? Well, according to the CDC, 36.9 million people worldwide. That includes America, Mexico, Canada, Ethiopia, England. I mean, that's, you know, a lot. And that could be an underestimation if people aren't reporting or, you know, not getting diagnosed. So something like that could lead to huge epidemics. And, you know, right now, from what I learned, the number one population that is being infected with HIV are heterosexual women. That's the fastest growing population. Well, I don't want to say the number one population, it's the fastest growing population. And more heterosexual women are being now diagnosed with HIV. So it's not something that just happens, you know, in one select group of people. It could be any of it. And, you know, one question I always had in school when I took virology and studies is, you know, why was it more prevalent in homosexual sex and not heterosexual sex? Because you didn't see a lot of heterosexual women or men get HIV. You didn't. It was minuscule in the 90s and all that. Well, one argument is, you know, vaginal sex ends up having, there's more barriers to protect against STDs than rectal sex. And since anal sex, you know, can cause some tearing, micro tears, it allows HIV transmission easier. Now, that's one theory. There's also others. But, you know, we're being more sexually promiscuous. We're, you know, especially in the heterosexual population, definitely experimenting more, doing a lot of things. And so those could unfortunately offer other conduits to allow HIV to come in. So we have a lot more work to do. And it's a virus that I had asked my professors, could it ever mutate to the point where it could be respiratorily transmitted, where, you know, transmit, go airborne? And I told you this, two different years, two different doctors, I asked the same question to. They both said yes before I even finished my sentence. And now, luckily, here we are today in the year 2019, and we do not think it's airborne. But we're talking about one of the smartest viruses. Now, people have asked, when you mess with nature, are you going to, you know, mess with it to the point where it could, you know, smack us on the butt? I mean, this could. That doesn't mean we don't go for a cure. We need to, if we could figure out how to prevent a host, okay, from, you know, getting HIV or being able to tackle it if they have it, we have to move forward. It's just this virus, you know, was killing people. You know, it used to be a death sentence. I went to a support group in, as a medical student, they had us go to an HIV support group. And these were people talking about how, you know, they think about death and, you know, kind of a bucket list. And, you know, and it was, you know, it was really, really sad. And, you know, these were people that had HIV and they were worried they were going to die. And, you know, and they've had friends that died. Now the conversation's much different. You get a diagnosis of HIV, you can manage it. And these retrovirals are so damn good. I've talked to so many people where their viral load is undetectable. So they know they have it. I have friends who have HIV. And their viral load is down. They take their medicines and they feel great. So we've really come a long way, but we need to, you know, definitely move a lot more. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Another study finds no link to autism and the MMR. This is according to the Danish study. The MMR vaccine, which people have associated with autism, autism is a gene. Autism usually caused by a gene, but a lot of controversy. And apparently, another study's come out saying, no relationship to the MMR vaccine. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the number of deaths from alcohol, drugs, and suicide in 2017 have hit the highest level since the federal data collection started back in 1999. That's according to the CDC. And we're talking alcohol, drugs, and suicide deaths for America rose from 43.9 to 46.6 deaths per 100,000 people in 2017, which equates to a 6% jump. That's the Trust for America's Health and Well-Being Trust reported today. Now, they say it's a slower increase than the previous 2 years, but still greater than the 4% average national increase. Deaths from suicides went from 13.9 to 14.5 deaths per 100,000, a 4% increase. That was double the average annual pace over a previous decade. So, how are they killing themselves? Well, they say suicide by suffocation increased 42% from 2008 to 2017. Suicide by firearm increased 22% in that time. Suffocation. Psychologist Benjamin Miller, Chief Strategy Officer of the Wellbeing Trust, says broader efforts are needed to address the underlying causes of alcohol and drug use and suicide. They say it's almost a joke how simple we're trying to make these issues. We're not changing direction, and it's getting worse. So their trust proposed more funding and support for programs that reduce risk factors and promote resilience in children, families, and communities. Resilience, that's an interesting word. You haven't seen that a lot. Not the most politically correct when we're trying to say everybody's a victim. But we've been kind of, you know, skirting the issue of talking about how to make people a little bit more resilient to when bad things happen. Trauma and adverse childhood experiences, such as incarcerated parents or exposure to domestic violence, do increase the risk of drug and alcohol abuse and suicide, and understandably so. Policies that limit people's access to the means of suicide, like safe storage of medications, firearms, they say responsible opioid prescribing practices. I know, I still have some, I just don't think they're handling that right. And then more resources for programs, they say, that reduce the risk of addiction and overdose, especially in areas and among people most affected, and equal access to such services. So, in most states, they say deaths have increased, but in five, they dropped. Massachusetts, Oklahoma, Rhode Island, Utah, and Wyoming. They said deaths fell. Now, deaths from synthetic opioids, like narcotic pain reliever fentanyl, rose 45%. Such deaths have increased tenfold in the past 5 years. So, as we're seeing this huge jump, and it's big, I think they have 151,800 people died last year from suicide, from drugs and alcohol. I think that number is still an underestimation. What should our approach be? Well, first of all, okay, why the jump in suicide? Well, there's a lot of things that could be going on. You know, you look back to what happened with the stock market and, you know, people throwing themselves out of windows and things like that. So people always think, okay, well, the period of highest suicide was, you know, during economic hardship. I don't really know what exactly happened in terms of suicide, because the depression lasted years. Years, the 30s, and then you have the Dust Bowl, and then, you know, we went into wartime, then, you know, the 40s and 40s started to, kickstart the economy, because that's what wars do. Wars end up being good for the economy, because, you know, government's throwing money into the system, and there's more jobs, and, you know, wartime efforts funds get to be allocated, and then war bonds, and people donate money. So things change, and then the 50s start to be the whole suburbia, and, you know, start to be a little bit of a golden era, and then the 60s, 70s, 80s, etc. Things happen. And so the worst economic recession or depression that we felt since the depression was what we just went through, 2009 to 2016. And it was rough, really rough. So we saw, I think, a lot more suicides then. But going deeper, you know, why don't people commit suicide? You know, maybe we need to look at that. You know, people commit suicide because they're depressed, they feel distraught, they feel they have no out. Okay. Well, a lot of us get depressed. Everybody gets depressed. Everybody, you know, loses a loved one. Everybody loses a job. Everybody gets dumped. Everybody gets hurt. Everybody suffers an injury. Gets a disease. Why don't we have more suicide? Well, one of the number one deterrents of suicide is religion. Any one of us that have ever thought of suicide, the next thought was, God's not going to be happy with you. And so we get out of our mind. You know, a friend of mine got diagnosed with cancer. And he had seen his friend go through cancer and kill himself. And another friend go through cancer and was horrible and die. And so when my friend got cancer, I asked his friend, I go, please tell me he's not going to kill himself also. Please. And, you know, his friend said, no, he's really religious. And I was like, oh, thank God. You know, and I pun intended, it just, you know. But that's what stopped that. And cancer's in remission, possibly cured. And so, you know, anytime I was really down and out, I'd be like, no, God's not going to like that. Don't even let that thought cross your mind. And I dealt and I did fine. So we are having a society. We do have a society now that religion doesn't play that much of a role. You know, I don't think my kids are as religious as I am. They are spiritual. And they do believe in God. And they have a good Jewish background and Catholic background because they go to Catholic school. So I think they have a lot of spirituality. I don't know exactly if they pray as much as I do or if they, you know, work with God when they try to work through problems. I don't know if they do that, but a lot of the younger generation that doesn't have that exposure, they probably don't. I mean, you can't blame them if, you know, nobody's really bringing up religion in the house. You know, and it's not, you know, they're not kind of surrounded by it. They don't, you know, think about it. Now, you also don't want to deter them. Sometimes, you know, too much, you know, if you force it too much, sometimes you get people that just reject it completely. But I think, you know, religion, and, you know, maybe I'm a little bit more liberal in that respect, not liberal politically, but liberal in that respect, is I think some of the best religions are the ones where you can interweave it with something that you can do. You know, some people, they have to be all strict. I mean, we are talking all strict. Some people, that's how it works for them. For me, I need rules, but I also need flexibility. And that allows me to have, you know, I'm very, very happy with my religion. And, you know, yes, I don't, you know, worship, you know, the way, you know, many Orthodox do. And, you know, I'm sure my rabbi looks at me like, what the heck are you doing, you know, eating that egg McMuffin? I take out the Canadian bacon. But, I mean, again, it's a relationship with God. So I think that does, you know, help prevent suicide. I also think the avoidance of drugs. I think the, lack of, having a purpose, having a reason to get up in the morning. Now, you have a lot of people out there, yeah, they have jobs, but do they really have careers? Do they have careers that they love? You know, many people with the recession, they kind of got displaced, and they took whatever job they could. Well, here we are 10 years later, and if you are, you know, working a job that pays the bills, but you hate it, you know, when the poop hits the fan, you know, are you really looking, you know, these kinds of things may be what makes or break it for a person. Some people may go to alcohol to cope. Some people may go to drugs to cope. And then when the thought comes to their mind and they're like, you know what, I could be done. And unfortunately, they take the risk. So, my suggestion would be, you know, to, when you do get these people, find out what makes them tick. Right? If you aren't doing anything you love, like me, I love radio. I can't wait to get out of bed and get on air. Now, you guys are like, please. Now, if I like it, I have a good time. At least I have a good time. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.